Oh, hello, hello. It me, your Latine alien host ex, Dabby Longlegs. And well, I felt a little behind with the artist's way, but I'm still finishing it. So, I mean, hey, if I can't be consistently, at least I follow through, right? So, I'm gonna go over week five. So, week five was all about limits. So just going to go over some of the themes that I read from this. We are in the spiritual position of having an unlimited bank account. But first, we must believe that we are allowed to receive. Often we're stuck in this like scarcity mindset where we believe either on a subconscious or conscious level that like there's not enough, or like there's not enough to go around, or like if someone else is succeeding, that means that like you can't succeed at the same thing. And I feel that so much with art, especially with like artists who are doing the same art form as you. And it's just like, it's so silly because when you think about it, like if you play guitar, just because someone else in the world knows how to play guitar, that doesn't negate the fact that you can also be good at playing guitar. Like there's room for everybody. Scarcity also ties to this idea that we don't want to overspend or run out of money or resources or ideas. So, in the book, she talks a lot about like the creator, and like it doesn't have to mean God in like a Western Christian sense. It could mean like the universe or like your higher self. So, says our creator is an endless energy source that likes to extend itself. What a concept. All progress is made by leaps of faith. Ideas clear away barriers to acting on it. So if you have an idea, you need to like figure out what things are inhibiting you from actually like taking action on it. Because I don't know about anybody else, but like I really get like high on the inspiration of my ideas a lot. And then I just feel overwhelmed because I have all these ideas, but I haven't actually broken down what I need to do in order to like make them become my reality. And three, take concrete steps for a synchronous good. Ask for answers in the evening and look for them in the morning. This is how we learn how to listen to our artist child and feel safe. Our artist child then feels able to speak louder. And from there, we can accept the universe's generosity. And this is also where like the morning pages come into play. So it's like, you can ask a question or kind of like put a problem out into the universe at night. And then in the morning, maybe you have a dream, or like you wake up and during your meditation or something, like an idea comes to mind on potential answer or solution. She also talks about how we must have downtime as artists. Withdrawal is necessary. Don't expect your artist to function without it. Fear of selfishness is self-destructive. Oh boy, I feel this on a spiritual level, and this is something that I'm trying to get in the habit of because I used to be a people pleaser, is being able to like set boundaries with family members or like delegating time to socializing, but then also making sure that I'm like giving myself time to like practice my music or write or dance, like things like that. And it's really hard, and I mean like it's not perfect, but this reminder was really helpful. Then she wants us to ask ourselves, what would I try if it weren't too crazy? And write down like a couple of things. I wrote acid, skydiving, traveling to like Scandinavian countries and singing more. And what would I do if it weren't too selfish? Work less. That is it. Write down 10 things that you would love to do, but don't allow yourself to. A lot of these things are just kind of like the time management things. I'm so used to prioritizing work and responsibility from being a lifelong overachiever, straight A, honors student in school, that like a lot of these things are like giving myself time to do the things that I actually want to do, like practicing my music and singing and like spending more time dancing, drawing more, putting myself first, asking for what I want, allowing myself to imagine freely, relaxing, wowzers. And then next to these, like, I wrote down, like, the reasons why I'm not doing them. Like, a lot of the times, it's like, I tell myself, oh, I don't have enough time. If I do this, then I won't have enough time to do that. And, like, damn, that is some scarcity thinking. It's like, scarcity doesn't just apply to money, it applies to time, too. And, yikes. Then, she wants you to write this prompt. It's just, I wish, I wish, I wish, I most especially wish. Fill in the blanks. I wished for, like, some material things to help me make more of my art, like a new phone, which I'm actually recording this on, so woo, I manifested it. But also, like, a laptop and recording equipment and, yeah, stuff like that. Oh, boy. And then one of the questions was, the reason why I can't believe in the support of God is... give five reasons. And I said, well, it's hard for me to believe in a supportive God because I was taught that God would never accept or support people like me and downright send people like me to hell because I'm queer, trans, non-binary, sexual, and weird and witchy. I mean, sorry, I was raised to believe that God was kind of a dick. I'm working on it. Then, number two, create an image file that has a photo of at least five of your desires. And then answer the next few questions. If I were 20 with money, I would go to as many concerts and shows as possible, attend more art installations because I missed so many, take more days off of school and work. It can wait. I would buy myself healthier food and get more, like, art supplies and, like, art toys and instruments and stuff. If I were 65 with money, I would start any business or, you know, dream project that I might not have accomplished by then because I have money. Adopt a bunch of cute animals. Do some sort of community organization or garden service, teach art to underprivileged youth, and make my own weed and or herbal products, which kind of goes back to the first one of starting whatever business I haven't started yet. If I haven't created some sort of weed brand by the time I'm 65, I'm going to do it when I'm 65. Like, it's just going to happen. I'm going to be that old hippie queer person. And then finally, list 10 items that you would like to own. A new phone, which I now have. A high-quality laptop, a loop pedal, a mic, more cool, colorful, flashy lights, more pleaser shoes and boots, a strapless binder, toys, a new bed set, and a new tapestry. I would love some new tapestries. So yeah, that was week 5 of The Artist's Way. If you've read The Artist's Way yourself, let me know in the comments what your experiences were like or if anything resonates with you. I would love to hear opinions. All right, stay tuned for more in the upcoming weeks. Bye!